guys, welcome back to The Creative Hustle. I'm your host Anika, and today we'll be talking about people pleasing and how to be the own boss of your story. Anyways, let's get into it. So first of all, people pleasing. What is it and what exactly does it mean? Well, people pleasing, as like the common definition or the common definition of this word, is just pleasing others. Just in the name, kind of just being someone who listens to others and just constantly is playing on their strings and just doing whatever someone else tells you. Of course, that doesn't mean that you start rebelling and turning against people and like not listening to them. People pleasing is more of just someone says, I do not like the way you sing, I want you to sing more country or more pop, but you love singing rock. People pleasing would be if you change your genre just because other people are telling you to. Versus if someone's just genuinely telling you, could you do me a favor? Could you make food for me? Or could you sing a song for me? That's not people pleasing, that's just a favor. So that's all right. In fact, that's more than okay. But with people pleasing, it's more of just allowing people to take control of your life and just letting them tell you what to do. And then also going into it and actually listening to them. So this episode is just going to be all about that, and I just want to talk about how people pleasing just can ruin things for you. So when we think about people pleasing, we think about all the things I just mentioned earlier, but also we think about how our own lives can be changed just by listening to others. Just by like giving someone else the importance or letting them decide what's going to happen to you. It's not a bad thing all the time, but in some cases it can be demeaning, especially if they're telling you to do something bad. Like for example, maybe they don't like your music and they're giving you some bad life-threatening comments or something. In that case, it kind of ties into haters as well, where they hate and then you ignore. But with people pleasing, it's not just about ignoring, it's also about just remembering what you stand for, what is the thing that you believe in. If you believe in music because you love it and something you're passionate about, go for it. Do not listen to others if they're like, oh, you should not be a musician, you should not be singing because it doesn't pay well. And though the truth is it doesn't pay well in the start, there's a lot of things that you can do. You can even just do it as a passion. You don't even have to take it as a job. But never give up or do anything else just because someone else tells you that you cannot do it. Especially the word cannot. It's even for me, like I have that thing in the dictionary still, but I'm slowly trying to just take myself out of the mold and break out and, you know, just be my own person and just be my own self and own main character. In fact, I personally always believe myself in as being the main character. I can never stand being the side character, which can be pretty interesting to experience sometimes, because not everything is about me or everything is about one person. It's just a whole story. And so when the main focus is not me, it kind of gets a bit, you know, challenging, because I always love being the main character, love standing in the center, love being the, like, you know, the focal point. And but of course, like, you can use it to your advantage as well, because it teaches you, if you want to stay in the center, stay strong, you have to be your own self. You cannot just keep doing what other one want you to do, because their demands are just going to keep going and going. But at the end of the day, you're the one living with yourself. If you don't want to do what they're telling you to do, you should not, because at the end of the day, you are the only person, you and your family are the only people who are going to be around with you for the long run. In fact, even your family, at one point you're going to move out. Maybe you're going to go to college and you're going to move out, or you are starting a new job and you're moving out. Either way, you're gonna not be with your family every single moment of like your life. At the end of the day, you're gonna be on your own from the moment you're born to the moment you're dead. I know that went into a deeper stance, but it's just, you have to be independent and make sure that you know what you're doing and not just depend on others to tell you what to do and what not to do. Because again, if you are doing that, you're just losing your creative voice. You have to own it. You have to be proud of who you are, proud of things you believe in. If you believe in acting, you should act. If you believe in singing, you should sing. If you believe in, doing some SNL skit or practicing for an SNL skit, do that. I mean, there are endless possibilities and endless opportunities available for you, and you should not let anyone else determine or define who you are. I know this ties a lot into my other episodes that I'm always talking about, authenticity, and I think it really is important though to have that unique aspect of you, because oftentimes people are just changing themselves for others, and then when they look themselves in the mirror, they're like, who am I? What am I doing? What's my purpose? And that's when you start thinking about what is going on, why are you believing whatever everyone else is telling you and not what you are, because we need to be proud of who we are. If we are not, then it's really not something I or anyone else can fix. It's more of a you thing where you're just trying to figure out not what is wrong with you, but rather what you can change, what you can do to help yourself become a better person. Of course, as I stated in the start, people pleasing and doing a favor for someone or helping someone even is two completely different things. I don't want you to take away from this episode is that you have to help people, but at the same time, helping someone is different. Again, I'm stating this again because I don't want you to get confused between the two concepts. Helping someone, and if your mom or guardian or someone says, help me clean the dishes, that's not people pleasing, that's just helping. Versus if someone tells you, stop singing, you are bad, that is people pleasing, just stopping because someone is telling you to. Or if someone tells you, do country music and not rock, because I don't like when you do rock, that's people pleasing as well. Basically anything where you're doing it because they want it and you don't, like that kind of thing. I hope that clears that up. I just reiterated a bunch of times because I just want to make sure you guys don't misunderstand what I'm saying and end up, like, I don't know, rebelling and doing things like that. Yeah, but you have to be your own main character. You have to be your own person and just keep going on with life and just go with the flow. Just be confident, be proud, and just stand up straight and, you know, walk the catwalk. Just do what you gotta do and don't let others throw you into a mold where you're just doing like whatever they want you to, almost like a puppet. Really, that's like the best way to put this. Like, do not act like their puppet, do not act like you're doing whatever they're telling you to do, and just, you know, make your own mold. Do not put yourself in a mold. That's the main thing. Even you yourself, do not put yourself and just say, I am only a creative person, I'm only a singer, I'm only a writer. Just let yourself have room to do new things. I know for myself and other people, I've noticed that I personally always say that I am just a singer, or I'm just a podcaster, or I'm just a journalist or whatever. But at the end of the day, you are everything. You can be everything. You could be a doctor, like basically Barbie, if you think about it. Like, I know, like in Barbie, they're just like, every character just is every single thing. She is a doctor, she's a chef, she's a an engineer, a pilot, a teacher, like all the things. And of course, that's just a show, but it still shows the power that everyone can just be whatever they want if they work towards it. So yeah, thank you so much everyone listening to this episode. I hope this episode helped you and changes your life in any way possible. And yeah, I hope that this episode actually did help you, and I wish you all best of luck with your dreams, and I hope you keep chasing them and keep growing as a person and beyond. Thank you so much everyone. I hope you have an awesome day.